Hej, det här är Roger Nordin från Rix Morgon Zoo. Förra veckan så fick vår programassistent Sara och vår nyhetsredaktör Robin Kalmegård en pratstund med gitarristen i Coldplay, Johnny Backlund. Han är också en av medgrundarna till bandet tillsammans med Chris Martin. På 90-talet redan så började de lira ihop. Coldplay är också aktuella med ny skiva och ny singel.
So there's new music on the way from one of our favorite bands on earth, Coldplay. Their new album is called Moon Music. It's out on October 4 and is produced by our Swedish national hero, Max Martin. And now we have the pleasure to have the lead guitarist from Coldplay with us, Johnny Backlund.
Woo! How are you doing, guys?
Hi.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Where are you in the world right now?
We're in Munich right now, just about to play a concert in a few hours.
Oh, concert where?
In the Olympia Stadium in Munich.
Yeah. Wow, cool. Okay, so you just released a new single, We Pray, in the album, Moon Music. Yeah. And it's quite unique. It's a couple of artists that is featuring the song. What can you say about the song if you're only using three words?
Okay, it's different for us.
Yeah.
I suppose. There you go, that's three.
Different for us.
Yeah. is it a meaning that is the second song? Is it like for the first one was I'm falling in love, feels like I'm falling in love. And the second is We Pray. And the third is Jupiter, right?
Well, yeah, we're not sure about the third yet.
Okay. Okay. I just want to know everything.
All right. And regarding the album, the rest of it, what can you say? What can we expect? And what is Moon Music?
Yeah, I suppose it's our reaction to the feeling that there are some, you know, scary and terrible things happening in the world right now. Mm. But just sort of finding that love through that, you know, that it's still possible to see the good in things and the love in things.
Wow.
In everything.
And Max Martin, the Swedish hero, is involved in the album. How involved is he?
He's very involved. We've loved working with him on this record. He's involved in all of it.
Yeah.
You know, he's so much fun to be around in the studio. He is, as you know, a genius.
Yeah.
And he's just so lovely. You know.
In what way?
But he's very kind.
Yeah.
He's very generous with the time he puts into working on it. He's just very inspiring to work with.
Wow. You know?
And also we trust him completely with everything he's doing. So it feels like a really wonderful collaboration.
Wow.
Any downsides or challenges working with Max Martin?
It has to be something.
He's quite good looking as well, so he makes us feel bad about our looks.
Oh yeah.
Did you learn any Swedish?
Only some swearing.
Oh,
right.
So,
can you say any?
Bra.
Skitbra.
Skitbra. All right.
Very good.
We were slightly confused by that one, but
yeah.
But is there like, since he's a very big producer and world famous, every single like successful artist and band wants to work with him. Is there anything with him that is like he knows the best? If you have one opinion and he has one, who wins?
Yeah. I think it does. I mean, often he wins, but not always.
Nah,
you know, he's very open minded though. He's not dictatorial at all.
Yeah. Okay.
He's open to different ideas.
Okay. And we have to, of course, talk about your live concerts. I have never been at your concert, but he has. And I am crying about that. But I know through social media and all that stuff that is magical, powerful. People are talking about it like months after being at the show. What makes the concert so powerful, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a difficult question. But I think that what we're trying to do is not make a concert that is about us and make it that is about everybody who is there.
Yeah.
So that everybody feels part of something rather than everybody coming to sort of passively watch something. Trying to encourage that feeling of togetherness.
Wow.
Which we love.
And how do you do that?
Well, we've got, you know, tricks. Like, you know, I think things like the wristbands with the lights really help.
Yeah.
make people feel like they're part of the
show. That is very smart.
But also, you know, people just singing together is a big thing, I think.
Yeah, because it's hard to not know the songs, actually. And
it is.
I am a fan, but even people that are not a big fan, they know like every single lyric, the song name, everything. It's hard to not
know. I just want to say sorry to those people.
So do you guys in the band share a common memory that you always like look back on or talk a little extra about? And what makes that memory so special for all of you?
Sorry, I missed the first part of that because it froze for a second.
All right. Do you guys share a special memory from all the years of touring?
Well, I think there's one. We played a festival called Glastonbury Festival, and we first played it in 1999. And when we played that festival, we got dropped off at the wrong gate. And obviously, we were on a tiny stage. And we didn't have any road. We had like one guy helping us be our roadie, and so we had to carry all of our equipment. If you've ever been to Glastonbury Festival, you know it is very, very, very large.
It's huge.
So we had to carry our equipment about 3 kilometers across the site, and literally put it straight on stage. And by the time we got on stage, we were just like drenched in sweat and cramping because we've been carrying this gear for so long. Probably wasn't the best start, but sort of.
You don't carry your own equipment nowadays, right?
Certainly not for 3 kilometers. Oh.
Thank you so much, Johnny Backlund from Coldplay. And good luck with the new album and tonight's show.
And hope to see you in Sweden soon. We're already missing you.
Maybe in Stockholm this
time. Maybe in Stockholm.
All right. So nice to meet you. Have a great day.
Lovely to meet you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Riksmorgon Zoo med Roger och Laila. Vi underhåller Sverige.